Blog Talk Radio.
It's your boy SB Productions. You must be on the street. It's right here on the streets.
Yeah.
Casanova. Yes, nigga. Yeah, I'm on the mic.
Yo, what's going on, Spins? Happy Friday, my dude.
What's good with the SB Illustrious? Happy Friday right back at you, bro.
You already know, man. You already know. Yo, it's crazy right now, man. What's going on? I mean, you got, obviously you got the post-Ferguson, you know, riots where now people are actually targeting police. I showed you right now, it's bad out here.
It is. It is.
I think you know where I'm going with that.
Yeah, man, it's bad instead of getting worse. It seems like, you know, ever since the Mike Brown thing, I mean, really before that, but ever since that, it's like there's been this awakening of the people, you know what I'm saying, as far as racial issues and, you know, just more and more shit just keeps coming out. The Don Sterling thing, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's more blatant. It's just more in our face now.
Wow, you took the words right out of my mouth. That's exactly what I was going to say. it's the university of blatant fraternities, man. Like, really?
Yeah. Yeah. So what's really going on in Oklahoma, bro? What's really going on out there, man?
You know, we sitting up here and we talking about Oklahoma. When I think of Oklahoma, I think of, like, you know, Running Bear, Geronimo. You know what I'm saying? That's like Native American reservations. What's in Oklahoma? Buffalo? You know,
right.
there was no cotton plantations or anything like that in Oklahoma. But I saw that. Well, let me just back up. I don't want to put the cart before the horse. Tell me what we're talking about, Spins. What are we talking about tonight?
We're discussing, for those of you who haven't heard, at Oklahoma University, there was called the SAE Frat, which stands for... Sigma Alpha Epsilon. The Sigma Alpha Epsilon fraternity at Oklahoma University was caught on tape. Somebody sent a tape in of them doing this racist chant on a bus. Now, pretty much everybody... I don't have a clip.
I'm glad you don't, because I
didn't want to piss the people off, man.
It's bad. Like, I don't know about you, but when I heard it for the first time, I don't know, man. It gave me like I had like a weird cringe in my stomach. Like, I thought I was watching a film.
Yeah, felt like he's watching
Mississippi Burning.
Tango or something.
Alex Haley. Did Alex Haley put this YouTube person together? Are we watching it?
What's really going on? They got Riley Cooper on the bus too?
Wow.
What's really going on in Oklahoma, man? Hey, damn, for real? That's how y'all feel?
Like, they might as well apply to be, you know, a cop in South Central LA.
Right.
One less one to go.
Man, I tell you what really kind of pisses me off, and it really made me think about the whole situation, man. If this is just something that was caught on tape, you know this isn't the first time that they've sang this song, right? Like, you realize that this song has probably been sang for the last at least few years. Now, I was looking at CNN, and they had a guy, a former alumnus, guy graduated in like 2005, and he's black, of course, and, you know, he said that he was disgusted by the whole thing. He doesn't claim, you know, the chapter or whatever. He was really upset about it because, I mean, he said they're talking about me, which is true. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. How would you feel if you went to that school?
Well, I'll tell you what. They ain't talking about me. You want to know why?
Why?
I don't fuck with you. We don't know. You know what? I mean, if I went to that university, because they're not talking about me, because first of all, I wouldn't even, why? Why do I even want to join a fraternity like that anyway? So it's like, why do you even need to sing that song? You know, if you're going to join a fraternity like that, you might as well be Bryant Gumbel. You might as well be Don Lehman. Those are for Don,
right.
We're talking to Don Lehman, these guys. They're not talking
I can't
to us.
Stand that dude.
Like
I can't
said,
stand his ass.
Like I said. Like I said, Spence, you ask me how I feel. That's just statistics of it right there. That's just facts. I'm talking about guys like Don Lehman. You know what I mean? Because I don't know about you, but I wouldn't want to go on a fraternity like that. A bunch of white boys and boozy. You know, I'm good.
Right.
So they're not talking about me. You know.
Yo, CNN had Waka Flocka Flame up there because. He did a concert up there.
Hey, give me a favor.
Fuck
him,
fuck him. Huh? Fuck him, fuck him. Let me see that ass clap. Fuck him, fuck him, fuck him, fuck him.
You sound like an old drunk man cursing. Fuck him, fuck him. You walk him, fuck him.
Yo, he did a concert with them, and they showed it.
Canceled.
They did a concert. He canceled this concert, but this was his second appearance. Because, yeah, I know why. You saw the tape.
No, I saw the tape. You saw the tape. You know what I'm saying? The tape.
What tape? My tape?
Now, how about this? You said he saw the tape. Says, come on now, tape. I ain't got no tape player. What tape did you see in us, man? I'm just curious. You said he saw the tape.
YouTube.
VHS.
There is a tape somewhere. Somebody got a tape. That's how they sent it in.
No. It's called, they got a video file. From somebody's iPhone or drawer.
Same thing.
It ain't no
same
tape.
Same
it's
thing.
Really not.
Same
but
thing.
Anyway.
Yeah, same thing.
VHS and on demand, same thing.
I don't know.
You can rewind by pressing the button, or you can just, you know, it's on demand. Anyway. I was just curious. I was just thinking he was bringing something new. Like, he saw the tape. Like, damn, they still make tape players?
Whatever. Yeah, same thing. Video, tape, videotape. Same thing, ain't it?
Anyway. Yeah, man, I think that I don't know. It's really weird because even when I remember I told you about that documentary, Bronx Obama. There's a lot of racism in that. He was like, yeah, say that, you know, I don't know if you watched it, you know, thoroughly in its entirety, but he said some racist remarks. Like, Puerto Ricans, first time they're doing this without stealing something, huh? I'm like, really? And this, yeah, like, what year are we in? We're in the teens, man. This is not Flintstones. This is where the Jetsons now, you know? And this is still going on. Oh,
yeah.
By the way, I don't know if you saw another post. Just recently, I forgot the guy's name, but he was anchor for, like, Telemundo. He was like, Michelle Obama looks like she needs to be on the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, I heard about that. I did hear about that. You know what, though, man, about this particular situation, I'm glad that I haven't actually seen anybody trying to defend these guys. Pretty much everybody's saying, yeah, man, they was tripping. They need to be punished. They was tripping. They was singing a frat song that should never be sang, which, by the way, the lyrics included them saying, there will never be a nigger in SAE.
Hanging from a tree. The only way it be is if they're hanging from a tree.
Yeah. Like, who taught him this song? Because you can't tell me nobody knew about it. And that's what makes it worse, too, because why is it just now coming? why is it just coming to fruition? You know what I'm saying? This happened supposedly in 2013. It's 2 years ago. So for 2 years, somebody who knew about this has just been sitting on this information.
Because you want to know why, Spence? We're talking 2013. Let's bring it to 1413, you know? Actually, 1613. 1913. All I got to say is this. Any, many, money, mo. Catch a...
Not a tiger by his toe. They just now changed it. But the concept is the same song. It used to go,
right.
Any, many, money, mo. Catch a nigga by his toe. You know? So people's kids to this day still do that. The ice cream song.
Yeah.
All I gotta say is the ice cream truck. The ice cream truck that comes around. Check out those lyrics. And to this day, on the ice cream trucks, our kids recognize that too. The one outside wanted some ice cream. With a subliminal message, man. They've been having, you know, a threshold since they got here.
What do you think? How do you think this is going to affect future enrollment as far as Oklahoma University? I mean, if you were, you know, if you were going to college for the first time and you were black, you damn sure wouldn't be going there, right?
But let me ask you this question. Well, like I said before, they weren't talking about me. And if I got a scholarship, I would still go there. You can't judge the college, the university.
You can, but it makes the whole school look bad. If something like that happens, you know, even if it wasn't, you know, and that's the thing that really tripped me out about, you know, CNN and how they were reporting it. They had all these people coming forward. There was a guy that's a linebacker for the football team, and he came forward and was like, yo, we don't have none of that type of shit going on nowhere else in the school. That was an isolated incident. You know, that's what they do. But he was pissed. You should have heard his rant.
That's what everybody says. Like, if you look at even the school that we went to, you know, I don't know if you were at SIUE during this time frame, but one of my fellow room resident assistants, remember I was an RA, Prentice Motley.
Okay.
You can actually Wikipedia this. There are people on the Sigmas who are actually in jail now because of the hazes.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember reading about that.
Remember that? Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, I remember reading about that. I knew dude, too. I knew that guy. I knew him.
Yeah,
I had a class with him.
Yeah, yeah.
And he wouldn't fuck with nobody. He was a cool little dude. He was, you know, he was very little.
But at the same time, exactly. So that fraternity particularly didn't want anybody like that in there.
Obviously.
You know what I mean? They could have joined something else. So the playing devil's advocate, which do you think is worse? Somebody actually singing a song? Just, you know, name calling? Or your own fraternity, the same of your same ethnic background, putting people in the hospital? Which do you think theoretically should be a bigger deterrent of going to a school?
Well, the thing is, you have a choice of whether you want to join a frat or not. I chose not to join. I was asked to join several frats, but I chose not to just based on what I believe. I don't believe that I should have to.
I totally agree. I feel the same way, but just for this exercise, just the question, you know, which is the harsher of the two evils? A white frat saying names, or, you know, I play devil's advocate. Or
yeah,
black frat,
yeah, yeah.
Who's actually putting people in the hospital.
Well, that didn't have anything to do with race, though. You know what I'm saying? It was pretty much an all-black fraternity. So I don't think they, you know, I think that they were misusing their power, you know. I think that the guy that got his ass beat.
Exactly. Name-calling or misusing physical. Race, either being race or physique.
Yeah, but
it's still, you know, discrimination. And the thing is this, man. Like I said, you asked me a question. Would I want to go to a school like that? Under the condition I got a scholarship and, you know, That's a good school, actually.
Yeah, it is.
They got a good
team. It just looks bad, man. Like, you know, it looks bad. For even if the rest of the school isn't racist. It just looks bad for something like that to happen at your school. Now, anytime, you know, just imagine a young dude that's trying to talk to a young chick in Oklahoma somewhere. Oh, you go to school? Yeah, where you go? Oh, I'm at Oklahoma University. Oh, shit. You mean that school where they was, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's the association, and it's not fair that we look at it that way, but that's how it is. You know what I'm saying? And it's the same reason why a lot of black people get stereotyped and get, you know, DWB, driving while black, because a certain percentage of people.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, I mean, but it just, you know, it's not right, but it is what it is. So, I mean, for me, I'm staying the hell away from Oklahoma.
But me personally, you know, like I said, I'm going to use a double advocate. Staying away from Oklahoma, I never heard of any lynching in Oklahoma. All I heard is this recent song that surfaced. A bunch of white boys is, you know, saying names, name calling, right?
Yeah.
Or you can go to an area. You can go to Howard University. You know, D.C. had like the highest murder rate capital in the United States. Highest crime.
Yeah.
I'm staying away from Oklahoma because of 12 white boys saying the N-word. I'm good.
No. I wouldn't say that. I would say that, but I would say it. It's the reason why I'm saying it is because I wouldn't want anything to do with a university that has this, I mean, come on, man, let's face it. This ain't the first time they've been saying this damn song. Everybody was on key with it, bro. They knew what to say.
They knew when to say it.
It was like a choir singing.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? They practiced this shit. They practiced this. So, you know, if they practicing racial chant, then they're practicing racial everything. You know what I'm saying? That's how they feel about black people, for real.
You know what?
I mean,
the thing is this. Why should you care? You know what I mean? It's
because
like,
I'm black.
They're not gonna stop you from doing you getting money. They're from
they're
Oklahoma,
not.
And they're singing your song. And like I said before, the first argument, what person of color would want to join a fight like that anyway? Wouldn't you want to join, the Kappas, you know, the Sigmas, I mean, the Alphas? Why would you? So for you to sing in that song, it's like, okay, you name calling a bunch of drunk white boys, and you can't just pinpoint it on Oklahoma. So you're telling me that's the only frat, only white university that says that? You're telling me Duke doesn't do that? Syracuse?
No, I'm not saying that. What I am saying is they don't have a video on YouTube of people at Duke and Syracuse and North Carolina singing a racial chant. I mean,
exactly my point. Like when I was speaking with my coworker, he said the same thing. The only reason why this is important and the only reason why this is relevant is because somebody got on a camera.
Yeah, exactly. That's proof.
Yeah,
it's no longer speculation. It's proof now.
And exactly. It's like, come on, man. You know all of them do that.
Yeah, I'm sure there's press that's sponsored by the KKK. I know there is. We don't know what they are. I'm sure there are.
The thing is this, you know what I mean? They're out there, but I wouldn't, you know, get ruffled feathers, you know, white boys on a bus. They can say what they want. They ain't sending them from my face. They got caught on video, yeah, of course. But I'm straight good anyway, you know what I mean? And, you know, it's 2015. Somebody calls it an N-word, you know, it's nothing to be like, oh, man, I'm with my freedom, I'm gonna beat this fuck that I ain't going to that university even when I got a scholarship because they said the N word. It's just a word, man.
It is, man. But it's just the whole attitude, man. It's the whole
okay.
It's the whole bringing it to the light.
Attitude.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like we said, man, this is not the first episode like this that's happened recently. I mean, there's been other shit that's happened in the media that's just like this. This is just another incident. And where black people are again being name called. I mean, it comes to the point,
man,
where
you're making it sound like people of color, we are, you know, children. Oh my God, we're being name called once again. Everybody calls names. You know what I mean? We're not the only ones. We call names. We're the most racist people of anyone. And my thing is this. So I'll play devil's advocate. We're so hurting a bunch because they're singing this song, yet at the same time, you know, you got Lil Wayne, every single bar is nigga, and even worse, they say hanging in the trees, but even our rappers are saying, I got the AR-15 era nigga out. What's the difference? It's because of the
difference. I'll tell you the difference. The difference is, that's entertainment. It's not real. We know Lil Wayne ain't gonna bust a grip. It's not real.
It's not.
It's all talk. These people to chant this, they had to have been taught this song, which means they believe what they're saying.
And you're saying it's not real. It is very real, my friend. It is very real statistically. We're murdering each other every single day, and it's very real. And we're being taught as well by music, the entertainment. You know, make it ain't cool. You know, watch some movies like Menace to Society. I remember when they shot, when dude was like, excuse me, homie, you need help? When they popped them, everybody was like clapping. We're being taught by ourselves, too. One last point is, like I said, it's not anything to lose any sleep about, man. Because you identify that, we're doing the same exact thing, same exact message. It's not worse. That's actually not real by them singing that song. They're being taught, but the difference is, we're not getting hung by trees anymore. What's more real is when Lil Wayne says, I'll air a nigga out on 15, still is facts. You know, that's real.
To me, there's a difference in one guy saying something in order to keep his image portrayed a certain way and a group of people singing a song together that they've learned that has racial meaning. I mean, when Lil Wayne says, nigga, Lil Wayne says it all day. And, you know, black people do say it. And I've said this before. When I moved to Kansas City, this is the first time now where I live is, I'd say, 90% white. Okay? It's not a whole lot of black people here. But out here, and for the first time in my life, I'm hearing people that are not black say the word nigga like it's the word and. You know what I'm saying? It's okay out here. You know, I guess it just depends on what you're used to, what type of culture you were brought up in, man, because, you know, there's black people that get offended when other black people use the N-word, you know what I mean? But then there's some people that just be like, well, I'm going to say it no matter what, you know, I'm going to say whatever I want to say. And, you know, the power is actually in your interpretation of the word. So, you know, a lot of people mean different things when they say it.
You know the power is? Power is not giving a fuck about a word, a term, saying by somebody who's different than you, because that's what we teach our children. Old saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can't hurt me. You can call me that all day. Martin Luther King was called that all day. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, he got shit done. And all I'm saying is, I hope that isn't the message where, you know, black people who minorities won't apply to that school, they think it's got because of 12 white boys singing a song. You know, so what?
Well, I mean, I just say, man.
And it's on a video. That has nothing to do with that college. Now, if I heard like a professor saying in the curriculum, you know, or the dean saying, I won't allow any niggas to come to my school, that's different. We're talking about frat. We're talking a demographic 18 to 22 year olds.
Yeah.
Can't really put too much weight on it, man. You know?
I tell you like this. Somebody thought it was bad enough to expel their asses. You know what I'm saying? They're gone. Kicked out of school, expulsion, whatever college scholarships they might have had, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Whatever academics they had, it's all down the drain now, all because they wanted to sing this song. I mean, was it that important to sing a song? They're on a bus singing a song, a racial chant, man. I mean, I don't know. The fact that it was supposed to be private is what really bothers me, I think, because they wouldn't have went out on the football field singing that song, but they're going to sing it on the bus.
Of course they wouldn't. So, Spence, can I ask you a question, man? Come on, man. So that really bothers you because you know that when it's not there recorded, they're saying that. Why does that bother you?
Because
a lot of people say that.
Because I'll tell you why. It's just the falsehood of it, man. Okay, these are the same people that when the football team wins, they shaking hands and partying and drinking, like you seen with Waka Flocka Flame. These folks, these are the same people that was dancing and kicking it to a black rapper on the stage.
Yeah.
But then they turn around behind closed doors when they think nobody else is listening and have these racist chants. If you're going to be a racist, be a racist. Don't be in my face shaking my hand when we win a football game.
Like I said, I'm playing devil's advocate. I don't know, it's just me, man. Words don't bother me. People call me anything they want. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't bother me. I know who I am. You know, I know what I need to do. You're not paying my bills. Call me whatever.
Be a full-time. I'm just saying, you're going to be a racist, be a full-time racist. Don't be a part-time racist.
Yo, like I was saying, though, man, you know, it's with anything. That's like saying be a full-time player. You know, on the side, you know, when a lot of dudes are with, you know, wifeys, everything is cool. You know what I'm saying? But as soon as they go out of town, like, okay, you know, niggas be dipping off.
Why not?
What I'm saying is,
it's not the same, though.
Of course, they're not going to say that. You know, they're not the redneck hillbillies. This is like institutional corporate racism. You know, your George Bushes. You know, Bush don't like black people. Kanye said it. So of course they're not going to say it in public. Just like, and I was just comparing the analogy. Of course, the dude's a player. You got a girl, you're going to be like, yeah, I'm going to be a football player. I'm going to do it on the side behind closed doors when you're not looking. But when I'm around you, I'm going to love you, hug you, buy your ring. People are imperfect, and all I'm saying is, you know, 2015, I'm not going to trip with some white boys in Oklahoma or singing a song, but, you know, I'm not going to be like, but it's social media. We got a blue dress. It's, you know, people put up a blue dress. Anything right now, I wouldn't even carry, you know, a whole weight just because it's on social media, and because it's social media, it caused universities to expel them. Because we live in a society now where it's all gossip. Damon Dash, I'll send everybody a link, but he really talked about it, saying, you know, if they're affecting your money, harming your family. By some kids saying, hey, it's a chatting a song, you know, don't do them. That's them.
For me, it just makes the whole reality of the situation that much clearer that eventually there's going to be a huge race war. And I really do believe that with all my heart, just because of the hatred that we've seen from police, politicians, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's getting worse and worse, man. And now it used to be hidden, but now it's right in front of us. You know, it with these decisions that keep happening where, you know, people are getting off for killing young black kids and stuff like that. I mean, it's just...
What do you mean used to be hidden? Let's go back to the 1960s, 50s. That was really in your face. Let's go back to, you know what...
It was in your face, but that's how things were then. Things are supposed to have changed.
Supposed
to have changed.
Supposed, but, you know, it's life.
We don't know.
Life, man. And I will say this. Let me keep it a buck or two. For anyone who's saying, you know, all this country's racist, this is a whack country, go move to Nigeria. See what that's like. Black government, black everything. So you don't have to deal with white boys chanting that. See what that's like. Go to Haiti. Go to Sierra Leone.
Yeah,
I will say this. This is a great country. Why? Because people are able to speak their mind. You know, now if they're harming someone and doing, that's the thing. You know, my verdict on this is there are a bunch of white boys, 18 to 22. They got recorded. Whether it's recorded or not, that doesn't make a difference to me. That's how they are. They probably, you know, grew up in the South. They're not harming me. They're not affecting my money. They can sing whatever song they want.
I mean, that's true, but it still bothers me at the same time. Even though they weren't talking to me, I don't live in Oklahoma. It just, as a black man, I feel affected. I was very offended just hearing, you know, they was saying it, they was kicking it. You know what I'm saying? I guess this is normal for them.
But
you can hate me all you want to.
Can I ask you a question? You're surprised? This really shocked you?
I'm not surprised.
Why? You know how it is.
Because this is just another blow, man. This is another blow. You know what I'm saying? We've been getting hit for years.
It's a blow,
but
it's a
this
blow for them. It's a blow for them because they got expelled. It's not a blow for you. They're going to name call. Even if they call you that in the bar, it's not a blow for you because of somebody, you know, somebody who's unintelligent calls you a name. It's not a blow,
it's a blow
for
everybody. I mean, the whole situation. It's another blow for everybody. You know what I mean? The whole racial situation. It's bad for everybody because here's another case that's being brought to light of blatant racism. It's out there. Everybody wants to deny it, but it's out there. It's well and alive.
Everybody knows it's out there. Everybody knows it's out there. It's always been there. Always
yeah,
been there.
We knew it was out there, dude, but it's so obvious now because of all the different things that have happened leading up to this. And this won't be the last time. This won't be the last situation.
Two situations, Rodney King, O.J. Simpson, and Roots when it came on TV around Christmas, Thanksgiving time. That's how I knew. When that came on TV, I was a youngin', so I'm not surprised. I'm not like saying, oh, my God. I knew it. If it wasn't recorded.
I'm not saying, oh, my God. It's more sad than anything. It's more sad than anything.
You know, there's plenty of them that do that.
Yeah. Yo, man, we don't want to go over time. Damn, 30 minutes went by quick.
I know.
Always happens, man, when we have an interesting topic like today's topic.
Passionate.
But, hopefully y'all will tune in next week. Don't know what the topic is at this point, but whatever's hot and new is what we'll be discussing next week. Yo, SB, you want to sign off and say anything, man, before we get up out of here?
Man, please skirt them, B. Stop getting offended by white boys saying names. Don't let them knock your chi off. You know what I mean? It's not a low blow. Those are idiots. They got expelled. They got theirs. You know? That's what it is.
Yeah, they did, but the school had to expel them. The school didn't have a choice.
That's what's a good feeling. You know times have changed because before,
nothing would have
been done about it. Exactly. That's how you know. So you can't go around saying that. I feel you.
Yeah. Think about why they did it, though. Of course you're going to expel these guys. You have to. Otherwise, it's going
to
be a...
You don't have to. That's why we need the Howard show, man. We need to do an hour show, man. 30 minutes is not enough.
It's not enough, man. We get that sponsor and we be good. You dig?
Exactly.
Yo, man, we've enjoyed y'all listening, man. Hopefully y'all tune in next week. We Barbershop 101, DJ Magic Spins, SB Illustrious. Hopefully we'll hear from y'all next Friday. Peace out. Have a great weekend. Peace.